Krieg, karabalische Breis, Herabstowitsch, das Geschwitte, Leirai der Abbeisa. I am tempted to deny the various phrases that the revered Yeshivreish mentioned about me, but I'm not going to do it, because these phrases are part and parcel of the modern vocabulary, so it's like business talk. So you can't deny business talk, because there are hamecheya, rishabech esmecha. But there is one phrase or one appellation that Arab Stavsky mentioned about me that I never heard by anybody. He referred to me as the Gliskeron. No one. I mean, I'm 76 years old. I have been a Rosh Yeshiva, in Ramito, Goradin for 55 years, and no one ever referred to me as Gliskeron. But it can be explained. In other words, the Tarastavsky Shlite, like all the rabbonim today, are affected with the Hasidic influence. And in Hasidic tradition, a miracle of a Rebbe is also a Rebbe. So since my grandfather, my great-grandfather were Robin Brisk, I'm also Gliskeron, and that's the practice among Hungarian rabbis in New York, in Chicago, all over. So if somebody is a nephew of a Rebbe, he's called by that name. So Meile, Rastavsky has a right to refer to me as Gliskeron, but it should be understood in the sense of Gliskeron. It's not such a bad business. Now, the Shia today is, I chose, Harav Garelik asked me to give a Shia in Aloch, and I mentioned Hesedin Ashkofetu. So he said, all right, Ashkofetu. So I said, what topic? So I said, whatever you want. So then I saw that the general theme is power and powerlessness. So I decided I'll discuss the Indian of Machlokes. Why the Indian of Machlokes? Because in this coming century there is a posik, the Loyie Ki Kirach Viados, the Mori Sanhedrin Pirchelek says, Kolamarzik Bi Machlokes Everlat, Shenema Loyie Ki Kirach Viados. If somebody engages himself in machlekes, so he's either a lab behind. The Aloch Hasdeles mentions it in the Mineralab. The Rambam is it, and it's this, is chelik. And he says it should not be mentioned in the Mineralab. Oh no. Zenichlaud labacher. That the lab of me, Kalamazi, the machlekes, either the lab, Shenema Ruyiye Kikir Abadosei is Michal not Alav. What had Alav? So the Mephoshim said. It means what it is gated. So Misasu Agudis Agudis. So even though the Rambam is Maskal of the West, but it's only a soge in regard to the classification of the Alav. But it's not a substantive Machlit. Now, I would like to discuss the uniqueness of the love of Aslisasu Agudis Agudis and the love of the Yeh Kikir Abadus. The Rambam says one is Nichol and the other, but that doesn't mean that it's the same Issa. Like many, many Isurim are Nicholi in one love, and then what they constitute separate issue. The love of Misasa Agudes Agudes, so the whole Sugya in Yivomis, applies it to the Machlekes, Bishamayu Bisur. So the machleket between Yishai and Yisroel, that's the classic example of Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Elokim chai. But there is a love that Talmidei Chachamim should not pass in a different way, in the same place, members of the same Bezdin, or members of different Bezdins in the same city. Mashinti, the love of Lehi Ekiteo Vadosei, it certainly does not apply to a Machleches, where both Chilchi come within the category of Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrekim Chayim. Meisha Rabbeinu, that Divrekim Chayim, he is the Randein Ambein, and Kirach, what was Kirach? Kirach was like Onom, Tzadik Ubaisus, who tried to form a separate sect, who rebel against the Torah, who rebel against the Jewish people, who rebel against the Rebbeinu Shalom. What Shaiyachus is there? But apparently, since the Rambam says that the love that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says not to engage in machleches comes within the love of which is related to, there must be a certain common denominator. What's the common denominator? The common denominator between the love of Lisasa Agudis, that it shouldn't look like two separate Torahs, two separate halachas, that applies to a machleches when both eshites are Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and the love of Yehiyeh Vadosei that is in machleches that Onon and Tzadik and Vaisus started against the Torah. But I think the Mishnah in Oves sheds light on this common denominator. So Izeu Machleikes Shehish Shem Shomayi Zeh Machleikes Shamadira. And the Zeu Machleikes Izeu Machleikes Shehino Shem Shomayi Kirach Vados. So that before she raised the question, she should say Izeu Machleikes Shehino Shem Shomayi Zeh Machleikes Kirach Vimeish. It doesn't say the Machleikes Kirach Vimeish, but it says Machleikes Kirach Vadosei. So the answer is self-evident. You know, Reb Chaim used to say the best teres on the kashi is to say that the kashi is no kashi altogether. Not that the kashi is the kashi, but the teres is a terrific teres. Then it's not a good teres. The kashi is no kashi altogether. Meisha Rabbeinu did not engage in any Machleikes. Meisha Rabbeinu engaged in the Machleikes. He was the Adinam being. He was mikabel the Torah from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he was meiser to Yeshua and to all the future generations. He engaged the Machleikes. You know who engaged the Machleikes? Kirach engaged the Machleikes. Against whom? Not against Meisha Rabbeinu. I have to say, the Tzadik Ubaisus against the Machleikes, against the Torah Shabbat there now, he engaged in the Machleikes against his own colleagues. Who are his colleagues? In the palace, I think the palace was saved by his wife, Dosan Bavion, and there was a whole group of followers. So that was a Machleikes that we are not allowed to engage. But so, that's why the Rambam says that the love of Kohanazim and Machleikes Eidah Vleisise Shenema Veloyie Kikea La Dosei is, according to the Rambam, is Nichla in a general way in the love of Loisis Beidu Loisasu Agudis Agudis. So the general imperative, categorical imperative of Nisasa Agudes Agudes is that there should be Sholem in all Israel. And if there is Sholem in all Israel, especially Sholem among the Talmidei Chachamim, then there will be Sholem in the whole world. Now today, I'm afraid that I am started to speak a little bit as Kofi before the halacha, but there is no Isa. Today, so there is machlekes in the whole world, in Bethania, in the Middle East, in the State of Israel, in the United States, between in the Congress, in the Senate, all over. But the biggest machlekes and the most dangerous machlekes is the machlekes that exists in Yitzhak Rabin's government. There is a machlekes. What's the machlekes? There is one member of Shulamit HaLeoni who hardly utters one sentence without blessing the Rebbeinu Shalom. And on the other hand, there is a member today who represents the Shas party, who is the same government, and is constantly involved in the machlekes with Shulamit HaLeoni. But what kind of a machlekes is it? It's a machlekes of Kinnach Badosi. Because the whole Israeli government, unfortunately, is a machlekes among the colleagues. But a machlekes among Kirat Badose, so they can make compromises. One day, so one colleague of Kirat Badose says he resigns, he cannot stay in the government together with Shlomit HaLeoni. And the next day, they make a compromise. Yitzhak Rabin suggests this compromise to form two ministries, a ministry of education and a ministry of culture and communication. So then there's no machlekes. That's the kind of sholem that can be formed in a machlekes of kiravadot. Now I'm going to start our. The first Mishneh in Yevameh speaks of Tesvot Arayis, the patriots of Isayim, Bitzoris of Isayim, Atzif Oil. The second Mishneh speaks that Yevinu says there are six other Arayis, Sheish Arayis, Kumuris Meir, Mipnei Shemisuis, La'achirin, so we say in the Torah, Ime Geishes Ovi, Vacheis Ovi, Acheisim Ovi, Geishes Achi Ovi, Geishes Ochit Ovi. So these are the leads. So Achmuris, where's the Chumre? Because the Tespova Royes, so they are able to get married to the Ochit Ovi. And the Mesu Bale and Shem Mochie and Sisal Zeh, so we say in the Torah. But these Aleis have no heter to get married. So Mele, so that so we say, and I'm not so we say, so we say in his Mitoris. Bishamai Matir Natsoris Lach. Bishamai hold that the Tzora Selvo is Mitas. She is not an Elvo herself. She's only the co-wife of the Avos from the Mele. She's Muteres with Bistilorate. Because according to Bistilor, there is special aloha of Mitzraya. The Tzoras Albo is also Asu. Kholtzu Bishamai Paisli Minakun. Ubistilor Machshir. Misyabmu Bishamai Machshirin. Ubistilor Paisli. And all these ailways from the ailu matirim, ailu paisling, the ailu machshir, there's machlekes in Yisroel Kores, and this matimine, the gap in the blood, where the blood is kosher, the blood is not kosher, still they maintain the minu, the shamai, the Yisroel Roshi, the Bishila, the Bishila, the Bishama. How could it be worse? More explains it. How could Bishamai marry Bishila and Bishila marry Bishamai? After all, she might be an elbow. So be more or less explained. Koatari is not made. So Eil Mitarim, Eil Mitamim, Luminu, 遠心返しているだけ。それにもえ、せいなのせ。右を見たいずばかどそう、ぎしにもそう、うびしょいしょそう、うばぼそう、うはみしょそう、うぽけしゅうし。おまれいつまるえ、じいまきにし、それはほんもみさき。And here it can be read, not only are you dalit in this world, you dalit in this world, so that's the anoche that applies in all times. And that is, oh, I know this am a god of schemo, and it's Yeshua Benun, so the Megillah is not traced like Yerushalayim, it's not traced with this world. And I know this am a cause, so it's not traced with a dalit. But you might not see those who are residents in villages and they have no bisaknesses, so they have to come into the city. So it's easier for the Anshiach foreign to be able to read the Megillah on Monday and on Thursday. So it's a special group. Bahadoso, Bishnimoso, Bishnushoso, Bahadoso, Hamisho, Lunpoches, Luis. Only the Shlokish Rabbi. How can that be done? How can certain Jews in one city read the Megillah on one day and other Jews on the other day should be more a Nisar of this is Gedru? Itre Tam is Gedru, Luisasu Aguris Aguis. So you know at first day, Rabbi at first day, how this is Gedru, me oil, me kufe. The Ikar is of this is Gedru. Not to make a big of a mess. Misasu Doma Rachmone, Misasu Hangur of a mess. In Cain, so Shlopi said to him, Lay me crow. Elisoguyu, Marisoguru. Mice is hated, oh, Shmamene is locked. So two is so in Marmichla, in the love of which is hated. They may cool a lot of the horse. In Cain, lay me call, Luis Abudu, Myris is gated, Luis Mamneta. Omale, so again, yes, at Kam Lushanis, more Kimchen or Agulas is more of Abit talking, at Hatsei says, more Kimchen or Lushalula says, Ainacing. So you should ask, how can that be done? That in one more king, they should have a minute. Not to do Moloch, in another Mokim, you should have a minute to be Muta do Moloch. So, the state here is, Omalei, Aminoloch, Hanoi Sule. So, the Shlofi said, I am asking Hashi about this Sule. Not no. Tomara Tsonem Baradomar Pechene, Mikai Mesimi Apun, Bismanein, Zmanim Habitik Tomrachon. So, it's not based on Minhoi. We had Hamatu Minogi, so that's no cash Minogim. So some Jews have one minute, and some Jews have another minute. Spavim have one minute in the Nisachatzile, and Ashkenazim have another minute. We also have the Suri, Vatnan, Balailo, Bishama Yisrim, Ubisil Matir, so they use the expression Yisrim. Omalei. So if some Jews refrain from Melocha and some Jews don't refrain, so it doesn't look like state heresy, because the Pesachim will say he doesn't do Melocha, because he doesn't have to do Melocha. Every Jew has to work all the time, so there are certain times when he doesn't work. Rabbi Shammai, now the Gemara is a stronger question. Rabbi Shammai Matir Natzoreslach Ubisilo Yisrim, and that's in Akimile in a Nisararvo. Nisavres, so Rabbi Yechon answered, Nisavres also Bishamai Tidifayem, that Bishamai did not succumb to the view of Bisila at all. Bisila was the hope. So they had a machlekes, but then they took a vote and the seal was the halt, so Mimele, they succumbed to the das of the seal. So Mimele, there was a no Indian of which is gated. So this, the Rabbeichen Omar, also the also, that they did not succumb. So there is a machlekes on one hand between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yechene, whether also be shamay to the Vrayim, or lo yosu be shamay to the Vrayim. The Shlokish says, lo yosu be shamay to the Vrayim, that they were mitabel, the das of the Sila, in view of the fact that the Sila was off, and Rabbi Yechene says, also they did not accept the das of Israel, in spite of the fact that they are all. But on the other hand, the same machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel, who we took to the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Omar, lo yosu bishamayti levare, u Shmuel Omar osu, osu gos, eimas, ilay nekidem baskol, because the Gemara in Eirad and Daphid Himu says, that bishamay and bishilel, mochilek, in many halachas, and then in Paschal came out and said, halacha kibisil. But the Paschal did not say just halacha kibisil. The Paschal mentioned the reason as to why halacha kibisil. Loi mitnei sheheim in daily reason, but elo mitnei sheheim anobim, the aludim is. Very strange priest. Did you ever hear such a thing? That if there is a machloikes bin chachmei ator, so we'll decide to have to inspect who is a big asadik. And then, if once we determine who is a big asadik, so the halacha is like that, I'm talking. That's not the halacha. Achi Rabbi Mahati, the Torah says. But the Torah does not say that we have to be machriya da aloha according to the one who is a big asadik. It's very strange, but let's see. Amos, healing a kid in basketball, my time in Mandoma Lios. So why Lios, if the basketball did not just yet be machriya da aloha like Israel, so why did Bishamai succumbed to the Taos of Bishil. Belo Ahabasko. So my time made the Mandoma was. So in Bori Seime Kilim Basko. In Bori Seime Ahabas. That was it. In Bori Seime Kilim Basko. So you as the Kashi, Kilim Basko, so Uchgen Bishil Rube. Limandoma Loyosu. So the Bishil Rube. So even before the Basko, because of the Aloha of Hakeradulad, Umandoma Osu, why is Osu Kidivrayed? Kiyat, but Hakeradulad is, because Bishamai held, Kiyas Linum Bosarube, Heichet Hiyadodin. If the Ashobin the Chokmah, then there is a locher of Hacherad Matis. But if the new Chachomim Yisrael can draw, then there is no a locher of Hacherad Matis. Hocher Bishama in the Chadit itself. Then, Tashi says, Chadot Eminu Bechot. But if the new so then there is no aloche of Acheradim Ha'atis. So Meire is also Kilivreya. Then the Gemara says, a boy is saying Rachabas. Mandom alo yosu donat kebasko. So the basko is machia. So according to that loshi, the one who says that lo yosu, Rishlokish and Rav, so they hold that Basko is a machia and dinato, ומה יאמר? עושו רבי ישועי, יאמר אם אשכח לפסקו. תגובת קונטקסט, את רבי ישוע עשי אם אשכח לפסקו, אם דמחריקס ושפרזה בנהוקס, הלד מרבי ישוע, אין חבריאל, ביתנו של אחרי, סודן, אם הלוך את מייסי, שפרזה בנהוקס, ומהשמיים יחיכו, סוד פסקו כמהו תלצד, הלוכה כרבלזה, שעומת רגישו על רלו, וגידי בכם פייסי, וסוד אין משליח עם מפסק. סוד אינס, את אוני רבי ישוע יסדבון רולס, זה פסקו, הזנת עם אחי המדינתו. ודעד החכמי, הול, זה פסקו כמדי עם אחי המדינתו. ובאמת הלוכה פשוטה, עופרו בשמיים, נרואיז אינו בי או פסקו, כן אומי קם ותאו בזוז, חלטו לפור בנסו. ותשאר יאומר לי, הנבוך הוא פיינד אאו תסרט נלוך, אז תגמור לזבוק את זה. דור זה מפי, מי שרבינו לא למדנו, אלו מפי חסקל בן בוזי למדנו. ועלי נובי רשוי לאחד יסדורו, אלו הלכס את מירה לו, ועושה נובי ואס מחכו. סורס בפשעת, ושיה נובי סייז, איסייז, ועוזים על הסוריס, כי אני ציוריש, וכי אומר השם לסורישי, אשר ישמי ראש אבסיס הראשם. שיה נובי, really, his purpose was not to tell them at all, but to tell Crowley's foil how to act. So we may read a book, we find out the certain law, so it doesn't mean that the Pascal was not the end of the law. The Natoa were mentioned, the nation is Sinai, but the Novi Adabuche mentioned it in his fulfillment of his mission. So, Peli says, as the Tashi, Din Tema, Rabbi Shuali, Yoma, the Mashiach in the Pascha, Din Tema, Maishne, to the Kaimelon, to Pascha, the Rabbeza. Ela, Mugumam, the Chodus, the Mishamuteu, what is Shamuteu? So that Pupshoti, one Mashiach says, because he was put in prayer, and the other Pshat is Yom's Hashem, because he belongs to Bishama. So we see the end of the Kinesi, the Mukhid Basko, the Bishiro Kailon, the end of the Bishiro, so we see not like the Bishu. The Yesh Lema, the Shum, the Basko, the Rebreza, the Yotso Elon Shvedi, the Oman, the Shamayi Nechit, the Oman also. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua said, no, Iname, by he Paschal, Shoriso, he never studied, that he's the Rabbonon had a Rubik, the father in Aloch, about the Paschal, the Bishilov, Kaimel and Mishum, the Bishilov Rubik, Elo, the Mishama, and the Chavit, it's a so being Pema, the beginning of Rabbi Yeshua, Name, that's the Hosom, Koma, in Mashiachim, the Tarashno, our Baum, Rei, the Yeshlema, נוקים ולבי שואה הלמישנה ואומר לוי בשמיים שמענו לכל דוק בישראל משנה but we don't task on that point so we don't task like הבי שואה נראו את הבי שואה said two things one הלוך he said that he משגיחים לי פסקול and all the חכון מגיד לי because there the פסקול tried to be מכריע נגד את דין אוף החרד ומאדיס כי הוא שפרלזר נורכנס הוא שחילי אמרבי so on that no one is חילי but since רבי ישוע used the expression אין משגיחים לבסקו he had he said אין משגיחים לבסקו זה then no one would חילי כמרבי ישוע but he said it as his general thought a Mashgir in the Basko, not only this Basko, any Basko, So that means Rabbi Shuashita is that in Mashgichim the Paschal, even when the Paschal is not connected to the Atom. And that, in the end, so we don't pass the Atom for the question of ideas. Why don't we pass him like Abishua? After all, there is a din pashut of Mil Bashamayim, and the Rambam says, Nechasitzid HaTorah, that if he nobody comes and says something in HaTorah, let's say, Achlikes, whether Toboshim Yishabe is us, Chayev or Potter, Mohashim Yitzur, Gufo, Yishayev or Potter, and the nobody says Chayev Potter, Bishim Hashem, so is in the Hashem. The Ramban in Chumash is Chilek on the Ramban. He says he's not in the Hashem. But the Ramban is also made it. There is a Loch of Lim Bashamayim. So he says, we are not Mechuyev to recognize the Achboi. But in the Hashem, he is. And the Ramban said, by no means not Shayach to say, we are not Mechuyev to recognize it. But in Novi Asheker, he isn't, because if you are not Mechuyas to act according to what Novi says, so that's the purpose of his nation, that the Ben Yisrael wouldn't reveal himself to Novi, it is for a future purpose. But everybody is made that there is a halacha of Lev HaShemayim. So how is it that here we say, according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Yeshua, that after the Paschal, so we had to Paschal like this year. So the Rabbi Nissim Goyen explains it. He explains it on the basis. It's not spelled out, but this is the Pshat of Rabbi Nissim Goyen. On the basis of the Gemara in Erebendach, Halochet Afer, Eilu Ve'elu Divrei, אלוקים חיים, והלוך הייתי בסירה, לא מפני שהם חכון יסר, אבל מפני שהם הנובים והלובים יסר. אז בבקשה. We are going to determine the הלוך on the basis who is a big tzaddik, that's inconceivable. The answer is, in order to be a god of the chochmo, he has to be godly, not only the chochma, but godly also. In other words, in order that somebody should have an inovitam chochem and mere in hoye, so there is one basic prerequisite. Yehosei kedemes lichochmos. Now, so if somebody, what does Yehosei mean? Yehosei, Yiras Hashem, manifests itself in many, many areas, but it manifests itself in your chassidus also. And so maybe if somebody not that Bishamai will not alone, not that Bishamai will not alone. After all, Shammai himself says in the Ovens that the Nechabe is called so Bishamai, but so we say Shama is a captain in Moses, he shall not be a captain. Relative to this hero, he was a captain. In other words, when that guy came to Shammai and he said, I want to become the heir of Manasseh or Essek in Babu, so doch they be Amas Sabin, where he came down, not Chassid Sholem, he pushed the bin and he pushed him out. Chassid Sholem. What Amas had been means, Shammai felt that since the halacha is lesbian, he's not allowed to gorge in there. Because Koshet Yirun is spoiled to Sabachas, not Chassid Sholem, that we are hearing are not welcome. On the contrary, hearing there is a special mitzvah, they ask them a Sagea. But we only want daily who are real daily. Who are not become Jews because of an ulterior motive. But if a geah becomes a Jew, even if he has a genuine motive, but if it's not, if it is mixed with one iota of an ulterior motive, so then we don't want it. We don't want such hearing. So Shammai said he saw a gear, and for in his observation that gear was a gear who was not really motivated. He wanted to be a king bottle. So Doctor Balasaminian, in other words, he showed him Damasabinian. You know what kind of thing he told him? Not that he took Damasabinian and pushed him out Haskisholem. Then he was Haskisholem, a violent person. He was one of the Tanoim, of the giant Tanoim. But he showed him Damasabinian. He said, you know what kind of Gerim you want? Gerim who could build that necessary square. If you have an ulterior motive of becoming a king brother, so regardless of all your other motives, you cannot be the foundation of the Binyan Umar. So he came to Bezalel, but Bezalel was more disciplined, and Bezalel made a more thorough observation of that gear, whom Marasai superficially looked to be a troublemaker. No, but Bezalel saw through the gear that in the depth of his neshama, he was really suited to be the foundation of the Binyan Umah. So is Mikagoli. So Mele, that's why the Baskol was all, did not Machia in the Yaakov. Because Acher Rabin Lahatis means if there is a rabbi of Shavim Chochmah. But the Chinuch says, if they are not Shavim Chochmah, so then it's not Acher Rabin Lahatis. So the Yud Chachomim, who are Yisad Reirim of the world, Talmid Chachomim, so then they are Mivarei better than the Rav Chachomim. As a matter of fact, it is mentioned in this Yosef, the Vilchasim HaKippurim, in regard to the Chilash in the Chachomim. So the Dalmach is, if one doctor says that Tzorich Lechel, and he did that, and two doctors say, Ein Tzorich Lechel, so in Vorosh Lechel Mutishnai. But if two doctors say, and four doctors, five doctors say that in Tzorich, so then we say something in Tzorich is wrong. So, Joseph says, that's only that when we say in Tzorich Lechon Mokhtishnayim, only in the Hashod in the Chochmah. But if the Echot is the greatest specialist, and he says Tzorich, and then there are nine doctors, mediocre doctors, who say Ein Tzorich Lechel, then we don't say Ein Tzorich Lechel Mokhtishnai. So, suppose a Baskol would tell us, we don't know who is a better doctor. It cannot be Machia on the basis of reputation. Suppose a Baskol would say, this doctor is more confident, so then we wouldn't apply the halacha of Rina Shemaini, and that's Yvonne Bolbasser in the account of the other Lachone, that a Baskol once said that the Eishel, the wife of Hanina Ben Teitze, is stubborn the Tzitzis. So because of that, so we ask him that the Misha can need the Tzitzis. But Rina Shemaini, for the Rishayim's sake, because here it was just a mitzias, not the Neateira, a mitzias. So if the Baskol would say that one doctor is much more competent than the other doctors who are off, so then it's not Hachoyim Binator, but in the realm of the Nator, in the realm of the Nator, the Baskol can be Machia. That was what the Salevi told that Gershmenach, the Matthew Rebbe, the Bala Tzeles. So he claimed that he found in the Mediterranean Sea the insect the Chavozei, that with whose blood you can die the Chelet. So, all the days were opposed to him, except the Vrajanovos, who was the only one who at first agreed with him. But he was very industrious, and he stopped off in all the towns in Israel, perhaps for Hanon, and in Kalim, and in Bialystok, and no one agreed with him. But they didn't tell him exactly why they don't agree with him. They told him that all the Rayas, and the Rav Gashnenech, who was a big book in Latin, and even in chemistry, and he tried to prove on the basis of his knowledge in Latin and in Greek and in chemistry, the best is the Chalos. When he came in brisk to the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi said to him, I'm not going to argue with you on the basis of your eyes. I am not a book in Greek language nor in Latin, certainly not in chemistry, but there are two Maseiras in Binah Torah. In Binah there is the Maseira of Meshe Kibutayo Mesinai Umisor Yeshua. And then there is the Maseira of Shalavicho V'yagitcho Skinecho V'yeyimach. So the Maseira of Meshe Kibutayo Mesinai Umisor Yeshua, that applies to the Maseira in Binah Torah themselves. In other words, that what is machmitz? The chamisha minim. What are chamisha minim? Chito, seiro, shibeir, kusli, shibeilish, shuol, shibeir. But then another question arises. What is chito? What is chito? That's not the masira of mission to put here on the Sinai. We say that chito is what is called in English, wheat. Does the Gemara in Tzachin say the chito is called in English wheat? Rashi many times says the last cut, but that's not mentioned anymore. How do we know that chito is wheat, what is called in English wheat? Because we look up in a Hebrew English dictionary, so we see that chito is what is called in English wheat, and sailing is called in English barley. And Shibir Shuol is oats, and Chidrin is right. But maybe just the other way around. The other way around. The answer is, on this we have to rely on the Masere of Shalavichov Yagit Choskinech Yemoch. So the Bisalevi told Rav Gashnenech, unfortunately, at one time, the Masere of Shalavichov Yagit Choskinech Skinechov Yemoloch was forgotten. In the early Tkufa of Yemen. Forgotten. So Mele, you are trying to revive it on the basis of chemistry and Arabic and Greek and Latin. No. It can. So Rav Gashnenech has been. So how will we be able to be a kind of Nisi of Prilis when Mesa Mashiach? So before he said, the Novi will tell us. So he said, but Rav Shemaini, oh, it's already said to Rav Gashmenech, that's only the Meledaum of Binah Torah. Then the Bishalevi explained the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gera, the other Gera, came to Shammai, and he also said, so he said, how many Torahs do you have? So Shammai said to him, two Torahs, Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebechsav. So the girl said at first, Shebechsav ani mamincho, Bishebal pein mamincho. So again Shammai was dochvei v'amasabim. He had his chicken. He is not the proper customer to be the foundation of the Knesset Yisrael. He came to the Silal. So he asked him, how many toys? So he said, two. Shebechsav v'shebal pein. So again he said, So he tests a chinek. So he showed him, what is this? So he said, this is Aleph. What is this? This is Beis. So he said, to hear how they know that this is our this is peace. Maybe this is peace and this is our. He didn't mean the name. The name is not important. He meant, how do you know that this Torah is the Torah of an Aleph, and this Torah is the Torah of a base? Maybe you're that way around. So he said, you told me yesterday. So he said, oh, you rely on what I told you. So you have to rely that there are two Torahs too. So what did you tell him? So he said, you said to your Gershner, he told the girl what I am telling you of Gershner. In other words, that there are two Maseiras. There is Maseira of Meshet Luteo Misinai Umsor Yeshua in the Dine HaTeiro themselves. And then there is Maseira of Shalotichov Yatitcho Stinechov Yemoloch in the Meldaume of Dine HaTorah. In the Meldaume of Dine HaTorah. So that, in the Meldaume of Dine HaTorah, so then, we cannot ask the Chachomim. How do the Chachomim know? In the Masere of the Natoa themselves. So who are the Meisrim and the Mekabrim? The Talmid Chachomim. But in the Masere of Shalapichov Yagit, Hoskinach of Yemloch. So the biggest Gomado, the Tane, and the Shoemaker, the Carpenter, are on the same level. If his father was flaming and money in soil, not has to show them if certain Jews, unfortunately today, and even in the earlier generations, it happened that the parents and even the grandparents of certain Jews were already assimilated. You know, the Namadi, in one of his doshas, says in explaining, Shalabicho v'yagitcho, Skinecho v'yemuloch, he raises the question, how is it that he says, Shalatir Icho Biyaditcho, singular. Of course, that could be only one father. But, and Skinecho, it's Loshan Abin, it doesn't say Skinecho. So he says, because if Shoni Lakin Tikunom, so then, if he's someone to know the whole truth, the Dine Atomo, so he has to ask the father. But suppose Shoni Manatki Tikun, he'll ask the father is a reformed rabbi. So ask him, what is the deal? How should we deport ourselves in regard to Gil Kalohe? The father is a reformed rabbi. So he says, so Skinechov Yimoloch, why not Skinechov? Nomadi says, sometimes the grandfather is also a reformed rabbi. But he'll go far, far enough, he'll come back, he'll come to somebody who is already Mishleimim in Israel. So Skinechov Yimoloch, so Mele, that is Nazel in your name. So this, in regard to the Meledaume of the Nea Torah, then the Baskol is, in the Baskol is the Machria. And the Baskol that says, Halocha to be Israel, Loi Mitnei Shem Chachorim Yisrael, El Mitnei Shem Hanovim Baruvim Yisrael, was not Machria in the Nea Torah themselves, but in the Dalme, whether Bishilav was greater than Yiro, than Bishamai. Bishamai was great the Chosmo and Yiro, and Bishilav was great the Chosmo and Yiro. But in one area, in Yiro, in Hilchas Deis, they were more than greater. So Mele, that was the Meledaume, like the Baskol saying that one doctor is more competent than the other doctor. I think now I'm going to discuss a little bit of a topic. And on the basis of the Parsha Shavuot. And since it was mentioned in the newspaper, Harav Darelik did not mention to me that I'm supposed to deliver a memorial lecture for my brother, Zichron Livracha. After Shleishim, there are no estate, so why should there even be a memorial lecture after Shleishim? Nu Rav Gadol Meisher Rabbeinu, So, Vayitnu Yimei Pchilim, but since it was mentioned, so I'll try to say some Ashpat, not Bitter assessment, but just to point out to the Talmidim, I think all the Talmidim, without any exception, all the, my colleagues here, are Talmidim of my brother, Rabbi Sibel Zechayelba. Some Talmidim are younger, some Talmidim are older, but they are all Talmidim of my brother, Rabbi Sibel Zechayelba. Now, in this coming Sedra of Keirah, בן יצא, בן קוז מלאבי, ויתוסם ואבירון בני אליוב, ואין בן פלז נהובי. ויקומו לפני מישה, ואנושים מישראל חמישים מוזוי, נשיא עידו, שמי מי דן שישים, ויקולו על מישה ועל הרים, ואימו עליהם, רב לכם, ככל עידו כולם דשים, ובשיחום אבישם, ומדוע תסנסו על כל הדשם. וישמע מוישה, ויביפה אלפנות. ויתבר על קירח ולכת עשירימי, ויקר בידי הדשם, וססלי, וסקודים שמיית שדלו, ואיס אשר יפחה בו יחדלו. זו יססו, קחו לכם מחתיס, קירח וכלת עשיר. ושנו בעיניש, ושים עליהם פירס לפני אדישן, מוכו, ואוי איש אשר יפחה אדישן, הוא הקודש, רב לכם בני לב. סוף, כי הוא זיווי על במדע, קרח, ואים המישי על קרח, שימונו בני לב. המעט מכם כניתר כישראל אסכם, מרס ישראל, after all, you have a special role, the Ashidat Levi, so the Hakriteska Lilo to Avis, Avis Mishkin Hashem, the Lami Lefne Edo, so the Levim also have to participate in Rabbeinu, but not as much as the Kahanim is Haim, and one of which also. So, Lachin Hato Vichol Adoscha Aniyodim Hashem V'Arei, Mau Kisalino. So then, Vayishlach Meishe, ליטחי מידוסם ולהעבירון בני אליוב ואיים ולא ינעל סודימורים עם פי חלק סס from that we learn out that he מחזיקים עם החלקס why? Because מויש רבינו tried went to דוסם נעבירון to בני אליוב to discuss them. The question arises, how is this מויש רבינו tried to discuss the matter with Dosan Lavion, not with Keach. The answer is, Dosan Lavion were not hypocrites. They're not hypocrites. They were wood people, and the Chazal say, Nitzovim, Kol Mokon, Shenema Nitzovim. So it has reference to Dosan Lavion. Heim v'lishosom mitchilosom, nothing. He didn't try to conceive a philosophy. Philosophy, Kaleido Kulmgeishim, Kerach, on the contrary, he allegedly, he was doing Lishim Shamayim, a philosophy of Judaism. Kaleido Kulmgeishim, there shouldn't be a special home by Kahanim. All the whole Jewish people is Kodesh. Everybody has to be equal in putting in the same input as anybody else. It's a modern philosophy that Kirach can see. With him you cannot have any dialogues. It is so absurd and ridiculous to have dialogues with Alexander Schindler. And I want to say, and I'm very pained by it, because many of the Talmidim, I shouldn't say many, a few of the Talmidim, of my brother Zecheinu Livrache, mentioning the name of my brother, that my brother was in favor of being part of the Synagogue Council. We have to be united. So I'm not so sure about that too. I'm sure my brother said, we have to be united. And that wasn't my brother. She said, that was the sheet of the Chofetz Chaim, of the Chaim Mezer, of the Ger Rebbe. They were all united in the same, in the Polish Senate, the Bundes, and the Zionist Yitzhak Grimbaum, who was a Mul Hachis, who constantly spoke against Torah Moshe, a tape club. He used to say many times, Orthodoxischen Judentum. So Yitzhak Grimbaum and Kirschblum, who represented, and Rebbe Levin, they were all united. It wasn't my brother, Shite. Never mind what certain ultra-Orthodox organs say. That was, I don't have to mention a name because everybody knows that my brother is founded a new kind of Judaism. Chas v'sholem, a new kind of Judaism. My brother was the biggest machmir. There are certain daily muah mekilim, and there are certain daily muah machmirim. My brother, I don't say it b'shvachan, I don't say it lignai. He was machmir in certain areas. Where my father was Meishel. In Hilchas Aveiros, my father was the biggest Meishel. My brother, I don't know why. I think the reason is, I never asked him. It's not none of my business to ask him. Why are you Machmir? I don't remember a single case when a novel, Treyachi Beisreyesh, asked my father whether he can attend the wedding, that my father said no. He didn't tell him you should serve as a waiter to serve at your table. You can attend. My brother was a big man. And somebody asked him in Shiloh, in Aveiros, he told him no, no, no. And when he was subjected to a lot of pressure, I said, all right, don't dance, but serve as a waiter at your table. I never asked him why. But I know why. Because my brother was involved in America, and he knew that the Dinim Avelis of Kaddish, there's the last string that keeps certain Jews attached to Klal Yisrael. If you give him kulas in Kaddish, you have to go on business, you don't have to be following people, so then you'll become completely lost. My father was alive. It wasn't the American scene, even though they are not mentioned the Shabbos, but even the Mechal Shabbos, I remember in Washington Heights, many Jews who had a grocery store open on Shabbos, but they used to daven Hashkomet Minyan, and they used to write down with their left hand. I remember such a person, and I remember one time in Yeshiva, Yeshiva Samslochonon. I don't like to use the term Yeshiva University. When you speak to Goyim, all right, you can use the term Yeshiva University, but Rabbonim should not mention the expression Yeshiva University, but Yeshiva Samslochonon. And I am pained by the fact that many Rabbonim, Mother Rabbonim, and especially ultra Orthodox, Rabbonim and Jews, when they refer to Rabbi Shiver, they say, Roshi, professor of Talmud in Yeshiva University. I mean, this involves so much hypocrisy. My brother was professor of Talmud, who delivered lectures in philosophy. I attended some of the lectures in philosophy. It was not, of course, he mentioned Talmud. He mentioned the pedagogical imperative of Talmud. He mentioned Hermann Cohen. But most of the time, he mentioned Reb Chaim, even in his lectures on Chemes Halvoris, many more times than he mentioned Herman Kant. I remember in one lecture in Jewish philosophy, so he discussed the Rambam Milchashuvi, that the Rambam says that before she shaped me, the avenis and squids of an Adam, so if the avenis are more than the squids, so it's a worship. If the squids are more, so it's a sani. If it's shove, it's shove, so it's a bain. Vishiku ze, ene elolifid, das, shekel days. So he said, Reb Chaim is the question. It's not in the Sefer. The Chiddush Arach. But Michael Mashmon, the Rambam tells, the days, the shiku ze, ene elo nifish, da shiku days, lo yufi daz ne odo. Michael Mashmon, whom should the Rebellion consult? The Mehatis, whom should the Rebellion consult? Of course, let the ship, da shiku days. So he said, Reb Chaim said, and I never heard it in the name of Reb Chaim. He heard it but from my father in the name of Reb Chaim. I never heard it. So Reb Chaim said that there is an essential difference in the judgment by court of Leodon, even best Nagodon Mishkasabos. When the Sanhedrin damns a person, let's say this Machal Shabbos, so there are metabolites. And they say, he's right. So they don't say that the Gabri in his totality is wicked. That a human being, even the Sanhedrin and Mishkas HaGodis, has no right to render a judgment against the totality of the person. They can only render a judgment on a specific Maisavir. So that's why the Chiyovim says, President, he must tshuva in Echonle, because what does tshuva accomplish? Tshuva accomplishes, it changes the status of the person from a Hoshe into a Tzadik. But he's not Chayev Nisei because he's a Hoshe. He's Chayev Nisei because he committed Sefer HaMaaseh. But Chayev Krisis and Nisei Nishamahim, he must tshuva and Bet Nishamahim Echonle. Even though the Einish of Torah for eating chaylev, or the Einish of Nisim Shemayim for Zahar Sheochu Tumo, or for eating cattle, is also for a specific Maisavere. But if the judgment is meted out in conjunction with the totality of the person. Now, Tesis in Suvez Bakwameh, the Gemara says, the Yen Shahara Besalidosh, Akshibotu Abamises, Bin Abamises Lebotu, Nishan is Chayef Tila Nefu Nagad. So, Tesis says, Balon Reim Shetamu Abayonim, Umumrim Reakum, Shemesim Amitos. So, Tesis says, Bivada Yeshua Menzeskos. Sort of highness, suppose somebody in the house and they didn't testify, and they would say there was Asfoyer, Kavos Asfoyer, and there was Dvishes and Chiras and Dvishes, and then somebody would come and say, oh, this Mechal Shabbos was only Mechal Shabbos once, and then here's his chus of Kibbut Av that no was in time Kibbut Av like him, who would be able to be mindful in Hamita Chasmishala, because Sanhedrin has no right to render a judgment against the totality of the person. But the Nishamayim, the judgment, even in the doubt of Averis, that is highly certainly for a specific month of Averis, is meted out in conjunction with the totality of the person. That's why the Rambam says, Vishiku ze eile lipidas shikud miyotom elo lipidas shikud eis, that he mentioned in the so-called philosophy lecture, and he mentioned Reb Chaim and of course Chiddush Chabadim so many times, much more, many more times than he mentioned Kant and Herman Cohen. Kant, I remember my brother mentioned, and I heard, I attended maybe 30 lectures before I became a Reverend Fellowship Line, so I didn't have the time to attend these lectures. So I remember that Immanuel Kant, he mentioned many times in connection with the categorical imperative. So with the categorical imperative of Kant, he explained many Chayyus HaLoris and many Rambams and many Kuzaris. So that's one thing. Now, so that's why it's not Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to Terah. Terah was like Dr. Alexander Schindler. Having dialogue with Dr. Alexander Schindler, Klavichut, we have to be united. My brother said it in those days when even the Reform rabbis were opposed to the same soil. But now when the Reform rabbis have a flirt with Arafat Yimashmei, and they only criticize the Israeli government. Imagine the Israeli government today that is making so many concessions. Still, Alexander Schindler only finds fault with them. So, does it make sense? We have to be united to Alexander Schindler in order to support Arafat. I couldn't conceive any more foolish attitude than this. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not go to Kerach. You can't have dialogues with Kerach. Kerach is a hypocrite. Alexander Schindler, so we certainly have to give him credit. I give credit to Alexander Schindler that he made statements in favor of the release of Jonathan Pollard. And I think that the RCA and the OU should constantly make statements in favor of the release of Jonathan Pollard. And Jewish leaders remain silent. So that cannot be tolerated. So I give him credit for that. But at the same time, Hoemes Nitn Leomeya, what is Alexander Schindler? He's a hypocrite like Kerach. You can't have dialogues. But Dostum Bavilon, they were not hypocrites. They said explicitly, Yamati Elishonu Merazovas Holobudvash. They didn't speak about Eretz Yisrael being a heaven or a haven. Just Mitzrayim is there as always called it was. Maybe we can prevail upon him. Maybe he can prevail. But Moshe Rabbeinu tried, and he saw that he wasn't successful. So then, Bayichal Moshe made Bayin Ravishem, Al Tefen Al Mechosom, Lechamir Echad Mehem Nososi, Lehareis Yisachad Mehem. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to vindicate himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the honor of Mikol Adam, he had to vindicate himself. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shlom, didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu did not take a bribe? Well, the answer is, I once heard from a certain Baruch boss who was a Gera Chosid, Rabbi Zaviche Segel. He had a steel store. He was the uncle of Hagoyen Rabbi Sokutna Zechen Alebach. So, and he was my Rebbe when I was 11 years old. So whenever he visited his uncle, Elizabeth Segel, he took me along. So I heard, and he was a big Pekeach, big Pekeach, and a big businessman in Gera Chosid in those days. He had a big store of iron on Granichne Street. So he said that when he was a young boy, so his father took him to the Svasemis. And young kids, so they came. Then there was a certain Chosid, Gera Chosid of the Svasemis, who had his son, who was a big merchant, and he didn't want to be involved in business. All he wanted is that his father should accommodate him with Taz Bamelech, who mind Yisroel. He didn't want, the father wanted him to teach how to be a businessman, how to sell metal, iron. He didn't want, he was involved in the Adamish Olach. But the father said, Rubishay, ach, senor, das machen alle. Ich kenne doch nicht den Sohn. So, the son went to the Spasemes. And he reported it to the Sassemes against his father. So the Sassemes said, Agnes, it's already in Anton. So when he came, one Shabbos or Yom Tov, to the Sassemes, the father, so the father says, so the Sassemes said to the father, you hot as him, du hast as him, was his attack sheet. When I will as you stand given Kasba Melech, um ein du so, in the voice of his tongue, I talk. So he said, before the Semes, Rebbe, from wann und how wir das, zu geben Geld, zu geben, zu uns halten, ich nach zu Joel, und ich gehe, ich schlafe, maybe, Adam Zachuiz Lanen Amelochet. So the Sassemes said, that was, I think, Parashe, that was in Parashe Balescho, Ha'onechi O'risi. Kisemali.
Sei Becheikei.
So the question is, Misha Rabbeinu said, did I conceive him? Is it so supposed he did conceive him? The answer is, if somebody is a father, he raises his son, there should be no answer. I have no money, I have no source to support him. You can support him! How you support him? You do your utmost, you are a father. You do your utmost, and then the Rebbein Shalom will help you support him. So if you say, Ich kenne nicht, that means you're not a father. And the same thing is true of Rabbeim and Rabboni too. Ishinantum livonecho il talvedecho. So, a rov is in the kine of a melech, and the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim that leif shel melech hu leif shel kol Yisrael. The heart of the melech has to throb with the pain and the anguish of every single Jew, and the Rav should never say, I can't solve your problems. He has to do his utmost. He should have a relationship of a father to his son. And because of that, so Moshe had to vindicate himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know it, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew better than Moshe himself, but Moshe felt, maybe I failed in my mission, maybe I did not do my utmost, maybe I did not follow the Tzivu Hashem, that I have to carry it, carry the aiming. So Mishabni said I did, but they still have times against me. So then the Rebbein Shalom said, after the Nisim, when Kirach Yadosei were engulfed by the earth, so the Rebbein Shalom said, by Dabar Rabbi Shema Mishalei Mea, Horeimu Mikeicho Eido, Azois Vachalei Som Kroga, ויפלותניהם ואינמי שאומרים כך אשמחתו ושנאו אלוהי שמה למזבח וסינקטירס והילך מהירו על העידו וכפר עליהם כי יוצא הקצת ולפני יד השם היכל הנורם וייקח ארן כשבי במשה ויורצות לחכור ולהיכל הנגד בום ו but he can succeed as a chatao. And then the Rebbeinu Shalom said, after all the Nisi, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, As you can see in your life, as Lunisman is foil, Asher I will be Malik. By Dabba Meshav me is foil, I eat me of Kongsi and Matur Nosechot, Matur Nosechot, the Vesa Oysom, Shimosa Martin, Sumatari, the Sikh Matinsom, by Yanak Meshes Hamatin, Sukhe Avishem Beyeladus, by Hini Mokos, by Yobi Meshia Beyeladus, the Nikorak Matarin with his lady. Why was that necessary? After all the missing, and they saw with their senses that Kirach was chilek al Hashem, not al Meshavah. Why was that necessary? Because, true, you can't have dialogues with a hypocrite like Kirach. But if Kirach raises an important question, he deserves an answer. Kirach said, among the other things, Kolaida Kolumbeshi, that was a true point, is true Kolaida Kolumbeshi. But then he added, Umadiyuat is Naso Anashem. That is the question. Why did Rebbeinu Shalom delegate his special role to Shevet Levi, and the Shevet Levi to the Kehani, to Aaron and Bono, when Kolaida Kolumbeshi? The answer is true. Kolaid of commendation. But the Yosef Oish mentioned to the Tzadik HaTalam and I won't say it in Ashkofish here. Tzadik HaTalam Nitoch. Why HaTalam? Why HaTalam? But in the days when I used to go by train from Chicago to California, and as the train traversed the Nevada Rocky Mountains of California, so I saw no trees growing in the desert on the Rocky Mountains, except one tree, a palm tree. Why is that? I came home, I was very curious. I didn't see any orange trees, apple trees, pear trees, plums, only palm trees. So I looked up in Encyclopedia Britannica about palm trees. So there it's mentioned that the roots of the palm tree are unique because they strike the roots very deep in the ground. So on desert territory where there are rocks and stones, you couldn't plant orange trees, because he couldn't strike roots. How could he strike roots in stone? In rocks. But a palm tree, in view of the fact that it strikes its roots very, very deep, from Mele, when you keep on digging and digging into the Rocky Mountains, you'll find soft soil too. So because of that, a tomo can be planted even on desert land. Tzadik HaTalam Yitzchok, in the Shtetl in Europe. So every Jew, every shoemaker, every carpenter, every balagole was able to be Mishlei Memune Yisrael with all his ignorance of the balagoles. They were still, they had Abbas Yisrael and the Seres Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shalom, for the Torah, and for Klal Yisrael. But once they immigrated into this country, desert land, so then very few were able to strike the wood deep. So that's the difference. Colorado colonization, but typically is different. Colorado colonization, but they are like other trees. But Shiva Levi is like Sadi Patamanipa. That's why Shiva Levi was delegated, to Shiva Levi was delegated a special mission. And this is the mandate that is incumbent upon all the Rabbanim. I see a Rabbanim from the east to west, and even from Canada. But they have to inculcate the concept that every Jew has to strike the roots of his home very deep. So then Tori Agus will be blossomed like it. And then something else is mentioned. And that I would like to say in connection with my father, Bishop, in order to refute the approach of those who try to describe my brother primarily as a professor of Talmud and as a professor of philosophy lectures. Because it says, Vahimi Machos, Vayobi Meishel Eilaidus, Vihiporach Matearim, this lady, Vahim Tziterach, Vayotzi Tzitz, Vayigil Shmeidi. So Baskin Bartinsky says, that was a nasty sickness, because Momo is the process of growth, so the death of the flower is the life of the fruit. You couldn't find a tree that has the flowers and the fruit at the same time, that it out of this house, that's connected as ever. And here, by Pera, by Mother Aaron, it blossomed, and it produced fruit. What kind of food did it produce? Natalius, Natalius, but Shkedi, Emmons. Emmons is the kind of fruit that you find in it, bitter and sweet. All the other fruits are either bitter or they're sweet, but Emmons is a fruit that has two forms, bitter and sweet. A love has to produce fruit. But at the same time, it should not be that the life of the fruit should constitute the death of the flower. There should be beauty. You cannot appeal to modern Jews who are raised in an assimilated environment, in an environment that has artificial beauty, not real beauty. So you cannot impress them just by producing fruit, especially to produce bitter fruit, so then they'll arouse dissension in the community. They are controversial people. They are not peaceful people. They are bitter. So it's Vayim Tziperach Vayotitzis. My brother of this affair had to deliver lectures in philosophy, because the lectures in philosophy, which was not in Kant and was not in Hermann Cohen, was not in Spinoza, and was not even existentialism. Maybe he mentioned several times existentialism, but it was primarily and exclusively in Torah, in Hilchos Deos of the Rambam, of the Chiddush HaVoris, of the Kuzari, and the Rav Chaim Brisker, and the Beis Halevi. So with that, he was able to impress and have Ashpoye upon American youth. And this is the challenge that is incumbent upon all the Chavirim of Yisrael. Shkayah.
Shkayah.